The government is taking note of the proposal made by the ESC Summit of Heads of State in Dar es Salaam. First of all, the government appreciates the position of the summit that elections must take place in Burundi, contrary to what opposition parties and some civil society organizations have been saying, that conditions were not conducive for elections. Now, as regards the postponement as requested by the summit, the Electoral Commission, with all political parties and other stakeholders, will look into the matter and come up with a proposal that will be submitted to the government. But what the world must know is that the electoral calendar should remain within the limits set by the Constitution, because the president-elect must be sworn in on 26th August this year. Otherwise, going beyond this schedule could maybe lead to a kind of political vacuum, and this is what the government would not like to see happening.
Mr. Abayeho, did you say that whether the elections are postponed or not should be the decision of the Electoral Commission?
Yes, please.
You know that President Nkurunziza is in charge of that country, and to say that the Electoral Commission should make the decision, that is dodging the request that the East African leaders have made. In the meantime, you are aware that the parliamentary elections are supposed to take place on June 5th. That's coming up this week.
Yes, the local or communal and the legislative elections are scheduled for next Friday. Now, what I could tell to our listeners is that this is an urgent matter for the government to consider. I believe that the government will convene this week to look into this, and liaising with the Electoral Commission, so that the solution for this postponement request can be found as quickly as possible.
Now, the East African leaders have also called on your government to immediately disarm the youth groups affiliated with the ruling party. They claim that because these youth groups are the one causing a lot of violence.
This is a security issue for security apparatus in this country to handle. The world will be told who is causing violence and who is not. That this insurrection was labeled as illegal by the government of Burundi.
Why did President Nkurunziza not attend the meeting? Was he not invited, or was he concerned that because the last time he attended, there was an attempted coup?
You know, the attempted coup failed, which means that the situation is under control. Even countries like Somalia, which is facing an insurrection by Al-Shabaab, or a country like Nigeria with the Boko Haram insurrection, the presidents of those countries do go out of the country for even several days. So if the president did not attend the summit, it means he had another agenda to attend to.